and are now joined on the line by Orla Moran from irishjobs.ie to tell us all about the current vacancies in the job place locally. Good afternoon, Orla. How are you keeping?
Yeah, good afternoon. Very well, thanks. Was enjoying the sunshine, but it seems to have disappeared today. So hopefully it'll come back out later.
Hope so.
Yeah. 10 jobs today brought to you by irishjobs.ie.
Yeah, fire away.
As always, I'm bringing you just a snapshot of the 10 jobs available out of over 10,000 jobs on irishjobs.ie. So full job descriptions are available on irishjobs.ie. So we'll start with Corn Market. And Corn Market, the financial services company, are looking for a web architect. And they're looking for somebody who has 8-plus years experience developing digital solutions. The next role is with St. Vincent's Private Hospital. And they're looking for a building services manager. And the candidate must have an engineering degree, a relevant professional qualification, and also have a proven track record in technical or facilities management. Federal Capital then are looking for an office administrator. And that person needs to have over 2 years of office-based administration experience. The Health and Safety Authority are looking for an inspector, and they're looking for somebody with 2 years practical experience working in industry or consultancy in a science, engineering or occupational safety and health role. Kerry Group then, they're looking for a customer engagement manager. And they're looking for somebody who has a minimum of 5 years progressive experience in marketing or communications. Ava Trade, I hope I've pronounced that correctly, AVA Trade, are looking for a graduate treasury dealer. And they're looking for somebody who has a relevant degree or a master's qualification from a maths, computers or finance related discipline. UCD are looking for a pensions officer. And that person needs to have substantial relevant experience in a similar type post in pensions administration management. KPMG, they appear quite frequently on my top 10 jobs on a weekly basis. They're looking for a department secretary. And that person needs to have 3 to 4 years experience in a similar role and also advanced PC skills, including Word, Excel and PowerPoint are advantageous. Irish Pensions and Finance next, and they're looking for somebody in sales support. And previous experience working in an insurance office is desirable. United Drug are looking for an IT service desk analyst. So that IT role there, they're looking for somebody with 2+ years professional experience within an IT service support environment. Kerry Group again, and they're looking for a customer care specialist with French, and that person needs to have 2 to 4 years of related experience in a similar position with administration focus and customer care skills. So that's the top 10 jobs this week from irishjobs.ie. As always, there's a good mix of roles across a large number of industry sectors. Full job descriptions, details of exact location are available on irishjobs.ie. And also a reminder that we have a career advice blog on irishjobs.ie. So if you don't have your CV ready or up to date, you can log on to irishjobs.ie where you can download CV templates. And there's always some really useful articles as well on preparing for interview and generally prep advice for attending interviews and that. So really good, really good blog. So that's the top 10 this week.
Okay, lovely, lovely. All sounds a nice mix, as always. The St. Vincent's Private Hospital one.
Yeah.
Orla, just a quickie on that one. What was the position on that one there?
St. Vincent's Private Hospital are looking for a building services manager.
Oh, building services manager, okay.
Yeah, and that person needs to have an engineering degree and also a proven track record in technical facilities management.
Okay, okay. And the one after that, I think it was number 3, office administrator, was it?
Yeah, somewhere? Office administrator with a company called Federal Capital. Office administrator, and they're looking for somebody with 2 years administration experience.
All right, that's very straightforward, actually. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a good mix for people there today.
All right. And number six or number seven was a pensions officer. What was the name of the company? Was it UCD or UCB?
So University College Dublin.
University College Dublin. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So they feature regularly also on the on our list of top 10. And so with these 10 jobs as well, it could be when you log on, for example, onto Irish Jobs, that you'll see a lot of roles available with UCD. So again, I'm just giving you a snapshot of kind of the 10 most recently posted jobs on irishjobs.ie.
Yes, of course, as always. Yeah.
For people, if you know there isn't something suitable for somebody today, log on and also you can sign up for Job Alert. So if you log on today and there isn't something maybe suited to you, then what you can do is you can sign up for Job Alert so that you're notified by email whenever a new role that matches your skill set comes up.
Okay. Oh, no, that's wonderful. A great mix as always, and the mix seems to be getting better as more jobs are coming on stream.
Yeah, it's a fantastic time for job seekers. It really is. There's a really, really good mix of roles advertised. On Irish Jobs Study, we have over 20 industry sectors that are represented across the 10,000 jobs advertised. So, you know, if somebody logs on today and there isn't an opportunity, as I mentioned, today for them on the site, there absolutely could be something tomorrow. We get a huge number of jobs advertised on a daily basis on Irish Jobs Study. So there's always something for somebody, we like to think.
Absolutely. And as you said, it's only a snapshot of, I think you said earlier, 10,000 jobs up for grabs.
Yeah, there's over 10,000 jobs advertised by over 1,000 recruiters on the site. So, yeah, there's really plenty of opportunity. And as well, if you are going for an interview, let's say, with any of these companies, we also have you can go in and do an A to Z search on Irish Jobs Study. So you can go in, look at the company. So let's say, for example, if you're applying for Corn Market, if you're that IT candidate, that they're looking for, you can go in. You can read about Corn Market. They give a little, company blurb on Irish Jobs Study. They give you an overview about their company. And also, we have a company review section on Irish Jobs Study. So if you are unsure, if it's not a household name that you're applying for a job for, there's reviews on Irish Jobs Study. So you can go in and see what other job seekers, both past and current, are saying about the company. So that's a really good way of getting a feel for, you know, what the company culture is like, what the training is like, office facilities and career progression. So it's a really useful tool if you are a person looking to progress when you start in an organization. It's really useful then to see what other job seekers are saying about the potential for career progression, or if it's more work-life balance that you're interested in, for example, you'll get a feel for that. And so it's a really, really useful tool as well when you're considering applying for a job with a particular company.
Absolutely. Well, Orla, thank you very much. That's great. Thanks for joining us, and hopefully I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, until next week. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day and a nice weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. All the best. That was Orla Moran from irishjobs.ie telling us about current vacancies in the job place locally.